Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive leader of Many Hands for Haiti, Tim Brand, joins us on today's program to preview this weekend's Color Blast 5K and to provide an update about the latest surrounding the ministry. Let folks know what this Color Blast 5K is all about and some of the things that will be going on the morning of Saturday, September 26th.
Yeah, we've been blessed for sure, and we are so excited about the Color Run. It is just such a family fun, untimed 5K that basically takes participants through five different color stations. So as opposed to a normal 5K, you know, you run this one, you go through five different stations that then will cover you with different colors that are all washable that come off. But by the end of the race, you're covered in different colors. We have a photo booth at the end, and the people that are spraying you are all local businesses, local people from the community, and it's a great way for them to be involved. And so when you finish up, you get a photo booth. There's the streets blocked off. We've got a music and a DJ, and you also get 10 free ounces of yogurt, which everyone likes that as well.
So when they go on over to the Mango Tree, one of your many outlets that you have for fundraising, and what was the purpose of making this race come together? Because this is something that's fairly recent for you as you've continued to build here in Pella and the surrounding area.
We always take a look at, you know, what's going on in the communities and where can we get involved to provide really high quality establishments for families to serve right here in our backyard, but then also looking at how can we raise funds for what we're doing down in Haiti. And so this just really jumped off the page. You know, there's the Klompen Classic in the spring, but in the fall, there's not a big capstone type race. And this is something that's different than any other 5K that's been around here. Most of the time, these types of races are really for the bigger communities, Des Moines, Kansas City, St. Louis. But we thought, you know what, we can do this in Pella. And it's been so well received. Last year we had 374 register. We already have 355 signed up right now. We fully expect over 500. And this year, sponsorship-wise, we've had so many great local businesses that have come on board and been sponsors. So that was really kind of the precipice behind it, was to really create an event here, to create local buy-in, and then as well just create a great event for families to participate in.
And you mentioned this is a fundraiser for many of your projects going on in Haiti. What are some of the big projects you've been able to tackle really since the last Color Blasters? You've been in the news for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, so we opened a second mango tree in Oskaloosa, and that opened in June. And that has just been such a blessing. So that store has opened up. And then we are in the process right now of building a brand new 5-acre campus. So we've got a new agronomy training center. We've got a new equipping center, which we do teacher training, leadership training, 0 to 5-year-old mother and infant feedings and trainings for that. And then we have a new commercial agronomy area out of that place as well. So we have 1,300 banana trees planted, a peanut field. We've got sweet potatoes. We just bought some more ground for a goat pasture and a chicken coop. So then we can do some farming with animals. And so we have just, it's been amazing to see the growth and this what we're doing in Haiti with the depth of the level of the programs. It's quite amazing.
Well, and you mentioned just some of the things that are going on now. There's been a lot accomplished in Haiti since you really started this organization. For listeners who aren't familiar with what you do, here's kind of your stump speech. What do you guys do at Many Hands for Haiti outside of these big scale projects? And what are some of the big things you've been able to accomplish since you've started?
So what our real purpose is trying to create life transformation for people. The old is gone, the new has come. And so there's some really core building blocks that we work off of. One is in education. So we do a lot with schools. We scholarship about 300 kids to go to school. We also work with 0 to 5-year-olds. So we've had 132 last year that went through that program. We're adding a new program in a new area, and we'll be having 45 that'll be jumping on. We also do leadership development, both for like lay leaders, community leaders, and then for parents in particular. And then we do a lot with agronomy. So as I said, we have this field that we just planted. We do gardens in the homes. We do a lot with cement floors as well. We rebuild homes. We've rebuilt about 20 plus homes and put in just over 80 cement floors. And then we feed about 1.2 million meals a year, which is quite a bit when you think about it. And so really in the area that we work, we are the primary outlet for food for a lot of people. And so that's kind of the main foci that we've been looking at. We do some stuff with sewing programs too. And then lastly, we send a lot of teams all over the country down into Haiti with us. So we have about 20 teams a year, about 250 people. And that isn't just Pella. We literally have people going from Iowa, from Oregon. We had a team that just went out of Knoxville, Tennessee. We had a team that went out of Nashville, Tennessee. We've had teams in the past out of Wisconsin and Minnesota and Virginia. So it's not just this area. It truly has been a national reach that we've been doing this.
We have more registration details for Saturday's race at KNIAKRLS.com. That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.